Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You never forget your first. And on Friday's show, we let you in that one of our very own is finally doing it. Finally taking the big step that so many young men do in their life. Jake Murren was playing golf for the first time together. He pulled it off, guys.
Yay, all right.
Proud of you, young man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I knew JP would especially be proud of me because we've talked about golf so much. I know on the night show and everything, and I've explained how much I hate golf, and I said I would never do it. And on Saturday, I went golfing for the first time in my life.
So I need details. Where did you go? What course did you do? An executive course? Did you do what'd you do?
It was a course in Kent. I think it was Twin Oaks, Twin Lakes. One of those two.
You said in Kent?
In Kent.
Okay.
There is a Twin Lakes in that area, and I've played that. That's actually a hard course to start off with.
That's what the guys that went golfing with said.
Yeah, you should have started there.
Yeah, this is a kind of a brutal course.
Now, what's nice about that course, it's relatively cheap, Nick. It's not the most expensive course, but it's a difficult course.
Bad.
Great setup.
You said the word that you knew I'd like, relatively cheap.
I knew that would get you.
It wasn't
you.
Bad.
Yeah. It's a, I don't know if you want that as your starter course.
Oh, really?
No, that's a tough course.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's hilly, too. Like in that, I don't know if you remember hole four or not, the par five.
It's a dogleg. Specific holes.
Yeah, I do. The dogleg left that goes down about, it's like 525 yards.
Yeah, I actually do. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably had a hell of a time on that one.
Yeah, I definitely Same. Did. And I think that Same. Was the hole off the tee box where on my drive, I hit the ball right at the green on hole three,
yeah,
like right next to us.
Yeah, they call that the Nick Wilson.
And people were putting there, and the guys were like, yeah, I mean, they did the whole four thing. And I was like, oh, that's actually a thing. I had no idea.
So but you didn't, know saying four when you hit your ball in yeah, other people's area was a
no
thing.
Idea that was a
so
thing.
He didn't know what a scramble was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't know what a scramble was.
Yeah, so that's what you should have been playing.
I do want to know, like, what? So, all right, you're there. You get. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have spikes on. I don't think you probably have spikes.
No.
But let's say you're approaching the tee box for the first time. What questions are you asking?
I asked the guys, "How do I stand?" That was the right, first question I asked.
How do you stand?
That's a yeah, great well, question.
Have you so, ever seen, you've existed on planet Earth though.
Well, sure. But like you can get in a batter's box and hit a baseball, but there are also correct ways to actually your stance and to hit the baseball. But I know how to do that because I'm a baseball fan. I'm not a golfing fan. So I go up there and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can whack this ball the best I can, Easy. But how should I try and do this? And they were like, you know, bend your knees a little bit, make sure your posture is straight.
Are you golfing with other good golfers or are they just whatever? Yeah, so it's blind leading the blind.
But it's people who like to golf.
Yes.
And it's a friendly environment. I think the environment is the right one for his first time.
Did you do a scramble then or did you just went off on your own?
So we didn't really do scrambles, but out of the 9 holes we played, I probably played off my drive 4 times.
Ooh,
other ones I was okay. just like, all right, no. I can't do this. I'm giving up. I'm dropping my ball wherever. one of the.
It's
one
all
of the
about pace dropped. Of play. You got to be. Yeah. You got to keep the thing moving.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, now take us there. We're on now. Is the first? Do you remember what the first hole was? Was it like a par three? Or par
I do.
Four?
So it's a par four, and yeah. It's actually there's trees off to the right. But this is more of a. It's actually like one of the steeper dogleg rights that you'd find, where you have to hit your first shot about 215 yards. And then it sets up for an approach shot in. But you got to get it about 200, 215.
All right.
I hear you got a real chance of not getting out that far for yourself, I'd imagine. And then you're stuck in a very in an awkward situation. I don't know if you know this about me, but I have like Rain Man-esque memory when it comes to golf course holes.
I think we know that now.
Okay, you know it now.
I think
yeah.
we now
if you didn't
in the
know
moment.
It before, I says I didn't yeah. know if you know it, but I remember these things.
So how'd the first shot go?
So I actually peaked on the first hole.
That's how it goes because you're not thinking about it. You yeah. don't know it.
My first drive was my best. And both the guys were like,
you are
my goodness.
You are uphill, which helps too.
Yeah. Yeah. We are uphill. And they were both like, my goodness, you're going to be great at this.
They thought you
we
were
can't
just
beat
awesome.
You in anything. Yeah. They thought I was awesome.
Can't beat you. Are you the guy in the group that is like awesome at everything?
I am very competitive. So even if I'm not awesome at it, I will try my best to be awesome at it in spite of everybody
so
else.
This golf's not your game then, I gotta tell you.
This gets yeah. so funny because if you guys don't know Jake, if you haven't picked up yet, Jake is one of the kindest, quietest, hardest mm-hmm. working people on the staff.
Yeah.
So the idea that he becomes like Michael Jordan at quarters at anything he plays outside
we've
of
gotten,
here.
We've gotten hints of this too in other spots. He tells us about like on the weekend and him having some
whiffs.
Drinks.
We've gotten yeah. whiffs, but we haven't seen the whole shebang.
Playing some of these yard games and all of a sudden he treats it like it's game 7 of the NBA Finals.
So
and he's not Halliburton.
All right, what was your first welcome to golf moment?
My first welcome to golf, I think it was just losing the ball over and over and over again. And I felt
off
so
your
bad.
Tee? Or off your tee shot?
That, but really just anywhere. I think on the day I only lost 4 balls, which I was actually pretty happy about. But
better
I was
than
using,
Lance Armstrong.
I was using their equipment. Like I was using their balls, their tees, their clubs, everything. So I felt really bad when I would lose a ball. And they were like, oh, don't worry about it. It was just a Costco ball. And I was like, no, I'm going to go walk over there. I'm going to get the ball because it's not mine. And I'm going to come back and probably hit it in the exact same place and have to do it over
again. So we got to lose the preciousness with that. We all lose each other's balls. Somebody's got to say this. Like the reality is you're out there. This is about... Unless you're golfing by yourself, this is about camaraderie. This is about relaxing. It's about communing with your friends in nature. Do you feel like you're like loosened up throughout?
I mean, I almost did lose a guy's club too, so that wasn't great.
Oh, is it? Oh, did you just leave it behind, or did you do the club chuck?
Which yeah, because I realized I think
not
it was whole
club chucky. He's not Happy Gilmore.
If he's Michael Jordan at quarters, I'm gonna assume the man's got a short fuse when he's competing.
What kind of problem do we have with you here with your temper and your competitiveness?
No, I don't know. Probably growing up with an older brother who was the exact same way.
Did you say an unforgivable word?
No, but I did say a phrase on hole 8. I'm not gonna say that phrase. But they were both like, initials, hey, we got Jake to say that on hole 8, finally.
Are the initials M and F?
No.
That's a common Nick Wilsonism when I'm golfing.
My friend.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, nailed it.
All right, but so you said, did we answer the welcome to golf moment?
Yeah, I think just losing the balls and then nearly losing
the club. Did you have fun is the thing
too.
I want to know. Did you have fun?
So... By the like the last,
long, so.
The last two holes were
Listen,
the
you're
most
just not
fun.
Competitive enough for golf. It's okay. I understand
that's,
it.
I mean, that's pretty much the answer there.
Don't
but the last
up.
Two holes were the most fun because none of us cared at the last two holes. It took us like 2.5 hours.
Nobody should have cared to begin
all
with.
Nine.
It should have just been all about fun anyway.
Well, sure. But the last two holes, we were like, I don't care. We're just going to be hitting it. We did a whole thing where it's like, if you got over 10 strokes on a hole, you got a 10. You're not counting up higher than 10. Yeah. You got a 10.
JP so would not allow that. Look at him. Cool. He's twitching over there.
No, 10's a good. That's good. You guys have never played before. You should cap it at 10.
Well,
I guess pace of play. We got to keep this thing moving.
Well, yeah, we did let one group go ahead of us on hole like 2 or 3, and then we had some people behind us.
Was it the
us.
Hole that you almost hit on your the par 3?
Yes.
Yeah, they learned their lesson. Yeah,
it wasn't the same people, though. It was while we were waiting for the people that we let ahead of us go.
Man. You guys are a whole group of 4 people that don't know what they're doing. That's basically my nightmare.
I just want to point out that this whole thing, it's like, all right, what did we learn? And JP's like, you follow the rules? You pace play, right? You got pace play. You're Johnny Rulebook over there.
It's not Johnny Rulebook. It's about the idea that I don't want you to have a 5.5 hour run. I don't want myself to have a 5.5 hour run.
I think it was pretty, like, nobody was waiting.
There's a couple common things that you have to abide by if you are not a,
here's the high,
if you're not an actual or golf in any sort of consistent basis. Nobody cares if you suck. Literally nobody cares. Just be quick about it.
Nobody was waiting for us, though.
Just be quick about it.
It's not just golf.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way.
Yeah. But it was... That's why the correlation is so strong there.
It was a par 35 for all nine holes. And I think my final score was like 78.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
But that's not even accurate because we capped it at 10 at one point, and I was getting like 16.
You don't have to be
on every single hole.
So like, I got a 90. He got a 78.
It took me like 10 strokes to get on the green and then another 6 strokes to actually get in the hole.
See why I said pace of play? We got to keep this thing moving?
No,
I was. I mean, they were quick.
That's
little
not
taps,
an easy course, by the way. That's not an easy course.
Yeah,
you should have done. So like when Nick goes on his cabin trip, he goes to, what's it called? Little Apple. And like, if you look that up,
Ohio.
That's like a 3,700 yard, like the whole entire thing. Like that's what you should have gone on. An executive course. That's just like, everything is very well contained. You did not do that, but that's okay.
I know we said this at the beginning. Why didn't you just do scramble? Best ball.
For sure. That's another great idea. Like scramble would have been the best idea.
I mean, nobody really brought it up, but it ended up just being what it was, because I couldn't hit a drive anywhere close to where it should have been. Well, so
does this make you want to be a good golfer now and
no,
do this more?
Not, or not
this?
Whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
So but do you hate golf more now?
You just quit.
No, I don't hate golf
so
more.
So
I actually appreciate
just quit.
It. Okay. I actually appreciate it a little bit more because I realized the gap between what I did on Saturday in pro golf is so wide, maybe the widest of any pro sport, that I'm like, yeah, no, I have no interest, though, myself getting any better at golf.
Yeah, I mean, double the amount of holes, and they also still beat you by 10 strokes.
Exactly.
So, all right, so you have no interest in getting better at golf. Would you go again?
I think I would. I think there would have to be more beers involved in that experiment.
How many beers did you have to begin with?
That's a good question. I had three.
Oh. Did you golf 9 or 18?
9. 2.5 hours.
That's about good. Yeah. Every three holes, another beer.
You should have started off with a couple shots or something, just so you know you got into it.
Oh, that's a pro move. That's really smart.
I think I have to show up that way. Like hole one, start that way.
Take an Uber.
And then, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe have them pick me up, something
you
like that.
You need to see the bar ahead of time.
Exactly.
And then go. That's what, for a lot
and
of people, that's all,
care.
All the golf course is just one big bar.
Yeah,
for
and
a lot
then I'm
of
not going to care about actually hitting
right
the ball
here.
Far or straight. Like, they... What my one friend Matt, he was so like sincere and trying to help me and trying to show me the basics, and it just didn't work for me, but he was actually putting in the effort. So next time I just won't care about those type of things.
I gotta say, I think the next thing you do is you try and go golfing by yourself.
Or go to the range or something, you know.
No, I don't think
I've
the
been
range,
to a range before and didn't
do,
enjoy
do you
it.
Agree? I don't think the range is an approximation of what you experience while golfing.
It's very different because you got the best lie possible on the range every time.
Well, yeah. Well, I think just like
that's what makes. I mean, golf is so
like,
tough because all the different lies.
The distance
and everything too.
In between your tee shot and your next shot The way you feel on the approach, if depending on where you are on the green, like I just even okay, that hole's over. I got to move to the next one. Mm-hmm. I think there are just things in golf that you can't replicate at a driving range.
For sure, there are.
Like I think driving range is to get better at golf. I think golfing is to learn how to enjoy golf.
I feel like he's in the needs to get better at golf stage.
No, I disagree.
You know, there are other countries that like you have to actually pass, like in order to play a full round and actually try that out, you have to go with like an instructor and then like pass a proficiency test and shoot below a number before they let you on the course.
Which impressive country is this?
I think it's Ireland.
Sounds miserable.
Ireland, what are we doing? You got bigger fish to fry than
there's like it's like a thing in a lot of European countries. It's like how it's set up.
I mean, I know like
you have to like pass a proficiency test for golf to be able to play.
In fairness, I know Ireland is like the originator of golf, or okay, just down the road. But I mean, come on, we're being a little retentive there of a certain variety. If we're gonna, all right. So I actually think we should go golfing as a show.
Oh, show golfing! Now that sounds fun.
Because here's the thing: I've been with JP. JP is not judgmental, even though he's 10 times better than I am. I think all of you would enjoy drinking with me because I'm even more unhinged when I have a few belts and play golf. I think this could be fun. Oh, man.
Jake did not seem like he wanted that at all. Matt got really excited, though. I could tell Matt got excited.
I'm awful at golf, but I'll go out and play.
I would have to drink, though.
Or Jake, is this like a once a year thing for you? Then is that what this is?
That's where the competitiveness would come out because I would have to beat Mac.
Be better than Mac?
Yes. I would have to beat Mac.
Well, we're playing a scramble. So, like, better is relative. You could just have a couple lucky shots if you both stink. Well,
or maybe we don't play a scramble. Maybe we don't. Maybe we
wait. Do we each have a handicap and one of them's one of the other guys in the show?
Maybe we bet on the two of them versus each other.
All right, I call Mac because that's my my apprentice there.
Well, I mean, he just said he shot a 78 in 9 holes.
No. You guys take each other's sides at all time if you have each other's back when he golfs poorly.
Yeah, I just screwed myself here, didn't
JP. JP does not like this. He was so into show golf.
I want to see the two of them. I want to see the battle.
You do constantly say that he's part of your tree, so
that's true.
That is. He is part of my radio tree.
By the way, we have a shared tree. We can't just claim individual people. It's our tree. It's a trust tree with a nest.
Yeah, but I feel like the tree was rooted with Jake in the night show with me.
Yeah.
And that's like now it's blossoming and it's like, yes, we share Jake. But it, like the roots was overtime with Jonathan Peterlin and Jake being on that.
Now, the Peterlin pass did make a cameo on Saturday. I wonder how many Peterlin passes I'm getting golfing against Mac.
The Peterlin pass.
It made a cameo?
It did. One of my buddies is a big fan of the show, the station, and he gave me a Peterlin pass for one of my shots.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We do have, it'd be interesting if we had your friend call in to see how different he would think you went.
That's what we need. We need another observer into the mix. I'm sure you did great. I wish you would have loved it, though. I really do. I wish you would have loved it.
I think it takes more than one time.
Yeah.
I really do think if you did go by yourself.
I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, I think that's a solid step forward.
Did you have any pure shots? Nick knows what I'm talking about, where it just feels so effortless and so easy. The type of shots that just make you want to come back for more.
Maybe two.
Yep.
Not a maybe. You know it when it happens.
Were they drives?
One of them, I said, my first drive was
one of them. Okay.
But every shot after that, like most of the time, it would just roll. Like I would barely get any air on it, and it would just roll.
No, that's still a good shot.
Well, sometimes it rolls far enough, but other times it's like, I'm actually so far away that I do need some lift, but nada.
216-474-0092. You know what? I don't know why I threw out the number there. I just want to say, well done. And until we golf together, well done. You know what?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Whoa. Golf clap.
Oh, good call.
Great stuff out of Jake Murren there. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.